Hello?
Blog Talk Radio.
Yep. Hi, it's Marcia Cook, and this is Sizzling Hot Romance, and I shut the music down a little because it was blasting loud. I have no idea why. Okay, we're going to have a really good time today, and we have had problems, you know, a little bit of problems with Blog Talk because there's so much bad weather all around, you know, and so if any of us should, if we lose anybody, just call back in, and we're going to have a great show despite this, and hopefully I won't be talking to myself, which has happened before. Which anybody that listens knows that. Okay, because it's hard. We're not all in the same room. Okay, and I think there's one. Somebody may be off already, so let's just see. All right, anyway, I'm going to introduce Kathy Barton is my co-host today. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Marcia. How are you?
I'm good. So you have hail by you, right?
Yep, about an inch, about the size of a golf ball.
Oh, my God. All right. And there's a lot of rain here, too. A lot of rain everywhere. Okay. And let's, Bethany, where are you? You're in the mountains, right? You're in the mountains.
Right.
Bethany? So what is the weather like there? What's the weather there?
Weather's excellent here. Yes.
Is it? Okay.
Yes.
Well, and you're now, you're on mountain time like Virginia then. All right. So we're going to have a great show here. I think somebody is off already, so let's just see what happens. Hello? Everybody should be here. Okay. All right. Lisa Eugene is here. She is the first time on the show. Everybody else, I think, has been on this show, so they already know how crazy this could get. So, all right, hi. All right, Lisa Eugene, Mary King, Melissa Keir, Bethany Cross, myself, right, and Kathy Barton. And did I forget anybody?
Yep.
No. Right? Good. Okie doke. All right. Lisa, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. I think I'll let you come on first, just to say, you know, we're going to have everybody like say a little bit about themselves, but in case something happens, at least I don't want this to be a total loss, so you won't be, nobody will hear anything. So tell us about how you got into this, for just for a few minutes, and the name of your book, and how we found you from Killian. Killian was, it's a very interesting PR firm.
Yep, they've been doing a lot of my PR. And actually, it's my first book. It's called Strictly Business. It's a contemporary erotic romance, and it's very spicy, and it's been a lot of fun. I've always wanted to write a book. I'm actually in the medical field, and I have been for about 20 years, and I love mystery, I love suspense, and I love reading romance novels. So I basically combined all genres, and it's a medical mystery suspense erotic romance. So it's got everything in there for everyone. And the Killian Group, they've been amazing. They've been very good with helping me navigate through this crazy world of promoting. As you can imagine, as a first-time writer and a first-time publisher, because I'm self-published, it's been very tough trying to figure out what to do, but they've been so helpful and so great. And Kim actually designed my amazing front cover, and I've been getting so many compliments on that. And it's been
your banner's good. Your banner's good. I mean, you've got it all right. I mean, you've got everything that you need. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Which we will talk about.
I definitely feel that way. I definitely feel that way. And I feel as though it's such a big world and a big field that you could easily get lost in it. So I've had a lot of help and a lot of support. My family, I have to say, thank God, have been very supportive. So, it's all been good, I have to say.
All right, that's a good thing. All right, so then a lot of us have been on the shows before. Okay, Kathy, how are you, Kathy?
I'm here.
Okay, maybe you could tell a little bit about your story, because you have so many books, but, you know, you'll just tell us a little bit about who you publish with and what you do. Or don't do.
I'm officially a full-time author now, and I work with World Castle Publishing, and I just signed my 67th contract with her.
God, I cannot believe it. And you've only been doing this how many years? This is amazing.
About three.
My God, that's a lot.
I have 41 books on the market right now.
Oh, my God. I'm actually going to take your advice these days. I mean, I never really did work with several projects, but I'm going to do that because, actually, on my other show, on the show the other day, we were talking about doing a couple projects at a time because the truth is sometimes you do get sick of doing the same project and you got to move on a little because you just might be stuck or you just don't feel like it or whatever. There's a better TV show on, anything. Than doing that. All right, so you've really accomplished a lot, and I will say, she's very accomplished, and she does really well, and I'm proud of you because you're doing great. You really are.
See, your inspiration to me, who's a first writer, I have to say, I'm really impressed. I think that's awesome.
I missed it.
I just told me to take time.
Okay, good. I know. That's the whole thing. That's what a lot of us have stopped doing because we just get so involved in all of this. Okay, and then Bethany. Hello, Bethany.
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
I missed you. I had so many shows without you. What happened here? You're on vacation. Everybody's away. It's like I'm by myself out here.
You can't wait.
I know. I should have. I had some really good. I had some fun. Good shows, you know. And so tell us a little bit about yourself because you are a guest today.
Bethany Cross. I'm with Blink. I have five books out with Rebel now. Principal Desire came out June 3rd. And then I have Cowgirl Way comes out in August. So that'll be number 6 with them. I've been with them a year now.
Really good. You're doing good.
Yep.
And, okay. Yep. I'm not going to. Yeah, I won't make you too much, but you are a guest today, not just in the chat room. Okay. All right. Then with Melissa. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
We missed that last show that you were supposed to be on. I was really sick that day, and that was really nice of you to actually contact me afterwards and see how I was, because sometimes nobody even cared if I wasn't there or was there. That was very nice of you.
Oh.
I remember that. Thank you so much. I really was.
Well, you're welcome.
For me not to be able to do something like this is, that's what I just was really sick. So all right, tell us a little about yourself. And you are the author, Betsy, we forgot to say, we have our Authors Talk Romance blog. And Melissa is the featured author for the week. And
well,
tell us all about yourself.
I have three books with Secret Cravings Publishing and three books currently out with Rebel Inc. Publishing. I also have a fan fiction anthology, like a flash fiction short piece that is available with Breathless Press.
And you're a busy person, very busy. You've been doing this. And then I don't want to forget that you said you were taking some short story classes, so I want to talk about that later, so I hope we don't forget. I'm putting a note. Okay. All right. Okay. And Mary.
Yes,
hi.
Mary.
Hi. Okay, you've joined the romance crew.
I know. I'm, a young adult writer. I'm published with World Castle. I have my Crossroads Between, Beyond. So I'm published with three books, and I'm wrapping up with Eternity and a novella, Halo City. It's all started up sort of like as a bet, sort of a challenge from my friends.
Okay.
And I kind of wanted to write one, but I was too nervous to. But they all read Fifty Shades, so they said, come on,
yeah,
Mary, you can
right,
do it.
I know.
So
I plunged in it myself. I know. Bethany pushed me to it. I pushed her. She pushed me. Not you.
Yeah.
This is interesting.
So I said, okay, let me see if I can do this. And I didn't think I could, but I had so much fun with this story.
Yeah, I know. It was fun. I know.
And
there are no guidelines.
Yeah.
No guidelines.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so and I decided to self-publish this one just to see how I can do with it. Yeah, but the promoting is crazy. But,
yes, we will talk about that because it is horrible. It is really hard. I want to know if anybody agrees with me. I think, I have done this myself, and for years I've been doing this. But I do think, that sometimes I say, I think I'll go with a publisher. Maybe I'll send it to somebody. Maybe I'll do this. Maybe I'll do that. And I think romance. See, the thing about romance authors, I don't know. I think sometimes with romance, it's nice to be in a group. I don't know. Does anybody want to take that question?
Well, I can address that. As a new author, when I started, it was nice. This is Melissa. It was nice to have somebody who had some guidelines, someone who can kind of guide me and help me Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to start out on my own self-publishing unless I had somebody who could kind of tell me and show me the way. Now that I've been doing this for a little bit more time, it makes more sense to feel more comfortable with that I may try more things like self-publishing or doing things on my own.
Yeah. See, I mean, I like self-publishing, you know, and because I don't think it's a bad thing, but I do know, though, that the problem is the promoting. But the thing is, most people, we're going to probably talk about that a lot today, because the thing about promoting is, I mean, people want to come on the radio show and they want to do all the promoting. I do that anyway. So I'm thinking, why would I go with a publisher then if I'm doing all this already? And I love having all the people on because, as everybody knows, I love doing romance shows, you know, and that's why I did, like Mary said, I decided I'll do this. I had the character, and I didn't know if I could do it either because, for me, it was really difficult. Some of the words, I had a hard time. I really did have a hard time. Mary, I'm sure. I mean, it was not that easy, you know. And Bethany, I know she helped because she had a little bit, because she can write sex scenes really great. You know, it was very difficult for me. I really have to say it was not easy, and, you know, I understood exactly what you're saying. But everybody else here, I think, probably just really zips them out here. So, all right, Lisa, you said your book is sexy, sexy, sexy. So,
yeah.
What made you decide to? I mean, are you what you're having fun probably because this is a really fun genre. And I think that's why all of us did it.
What made me decide to write this genre?
Because I know, you know, it's tough sometimes to decide to get into a certain genre, you know, when you're just starting.
It's really what I read, and it's what I like to read. It's what I'm comfortable with, and you always hear, you know, write what you know. And I know it's a crazy subject, but like I said, I've worked in the medical field for a long time. I'm currently in women's health in the gynecology office, believe it or not. So I deal with sex all day long, and I deal with issues, and it's a topic that we're very open about, we hear a lot about, and romance is something that I'm very comfortable talking about, and it's a fun thing to write. It really is. It's just a fun genre, and that combined with suspense, I think it just makes it, you can also develop a very good story around it with the suspense theme as well. So it was just a fun thing to write.
See, the problem is, like, I think is what I'm finding out with all of the shows that when we talk, that it seems to be, if you say, well, I know, I think that I've heard, and I don't see them anymore, that Amazon has taken off the tag words. Is this, I mean, I think this is true, right? I mean, does everybody know that, that there's no tag words anymore? Have you noticed?
Know what?
Tag words.
I didn't know.
They're not letting you do
tag words.
Yeah.
Tag.
And which, so I have a feeling this is why everything got a little screwed up. I mean, I've been doing this for like over 15 years or something, you know, for as an agent and writing as Madison Montgomery, which I forgot to say who I am, that I'm actually Madison Montgomery also. But the thing is that, you know, if you say erotic or if you say horror or if you say any of that, sometimes people just go, oh, I won't read this. So I really don't know. I've heard from that Amazon is now making the decision of what genre it goes in, I think. I don't know how else it can be done. But that's, you know, I think because all of the people were fooling around on Amazon, and I think Amazon took charge of the reviews and everything, so there's been a lot of issues. Bethany, do you know about this yet, or Melissa, has anybody noticed that there's no tag words? And
I think they took the tag words away. I knew that.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know why, you know, but I think they must have a reason, because it is difficult because you keep changing the tag words. You're not sure which, you know, I mean, it's like anything else. All of these tag words, nobody really knows how somebody goes in and finds them. That's the problem.
You know, I'm not sure if I'm mistaken, but not just tag words, but I think, remember how you can say you like it?
I
mean, is it still there?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's still there.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, see, the reviews, I think what happened is there were a lot of people out there trying to control the market, And I think Amazon said this is not going to happen probably, because I think what happened is people started having so many people do reviews that I think that Amazon probably is not happy. And unfortunately, they took off some of the reviewers that were actually professional reviewers. And that really is a shame. Some of them are off.
I'm looking at Amazon right now, my between page. I don't see any like button. Remember how we used to have a like button?
Yeah.
I don't see it. Unless they took it out of mine. And
well, see, that's the thing. And we're all, you know, everybody, even if you're with, like Lisa, even if you were with a publisher, you still have to do all of these things.
Right.
You know,
right.
Kathy, your method of madness is the best. Well, why don't you tell me what you do on everything? You just keep writing, which is the right thing to do.
Right. I'm on the street team, and they are phenomenal. And it what I do is I supply them with the an art copy of the book about a week before it comes out, and they have reviews ready to hit the market the day it comes out. I do very, very, very little of my own marketing, because I just, like you said, I just write. I write about 10 to 12 hours a day, 6 days a week.
See, I know. See,
but
the problem,
have a family.
See, you have, right, you do, and you have, okay, the street team. Okay, when I first heard about it several months ago, I went, this is really great. Okay, and the street team, you know, I have a street team, and it's not working very well because I don't have enough books out to get fans for romance yet. I have people that like my book, and they've read it, and they really do like the character, but you have a lot of fans. So I think that someone had told me that at the beginning, and I wasn't sure about that, but see, it's another like page. I mean, how did you have fans that were waiting for your books because you have so many of them, right?
Right, and my fan base has picked up a lot since the last book, Ryland, come out. When Ryland come out, my fan base took off, and I owe that a lot to we do have a publicist on staff now at World Capital, and I owe it to my street team, because I have, like I said, a phenomenal street team. They hit my books on the market every single day.
See, but the thing is that I can't, you know, I mean, Bethany knows, because I've talked to her about this. Okay, now, for you to have a successful street team and have people out there, that's because you have all these books. But when someone starts a street team and then it becomes just like people that you know already and whatever, and it's not that it can't be that successful. That's why I do. I try a lot of things because I don't, you know, I want to, when I tell people what I think might work for them and what won't, because everybody's always asking me, and I do so many shows and we talk about this, I try it. And it's great if you have a lot of fans, but I don't think you can do it unless you have a lot of fans, because you're trying to get fans, but you also have to write. So if you only have a few books in the genre, I don't know that it works as well.
Right. No, I agree with you. It definitely takes time to build up a fan base. And when you have one book out there and you're trying to do all the promotion, it's very, very tough. So you start with a small audience, and you just hope that, you know, they'll tell their friends, and they'll tell their friends, and your work will just spread. So it's tough. I have to say the promoting part, all of the PR, that's been the hardest thing, and it's very costly as well. But you have to just figure out where you're going to allocate your funds and just see what works for you. And like I said,
I think that's the biggest problem for everybody. Melissa, we've all of us have all talked about this. You know, all right, this is the thing. I've tried a lot of things, okay, in the last few months. And what I've come up with is, you know, Virginia, not my character Virginia Templeton, but Virginia, the partner of mine with World of Ink Network, she does a lot of book tours, and she does really great, very intense book tours. But not everybody can afford those book tours, and she does a really good one, and she actually does it, because there are a lot of people that are doing book tours that are going nowhere lately, because you really have to get in the right genre, and you have to have the right, you know, people doing the blog. But the thing she has started, and I am myself with her, we're trying to now make programs between $50 and $100 where people can actually afford this, because a lot of people cannot afford a lot of money. And what I think they need is, you know, the Facebook, the Twitter. You need to go on a radio show. Those are the things you need to do. You maybe need to And you can be on a lot of these. I think, I mean, we're going to start doing this, have people, you know, we're going to promote people, like, for a certain amount of month. Like, I mean, I've been paying for, like, 25 or 35 to go on different sites. I think that's a good thing for people with their link, because the more the book goes out, I think it's better for everybody that way, but everybody has to start sharing. Now, Melissa, I know you do PR and stuff. What do you think about all of this?
Well, I think it's hit or miss for a lot of us. I mean, we try a lot of different things. We try blog hops. We try blog tours. We do giveaways. As we're building that fan base, the number one thing that comes out every single time is you need to write. You need to write. The more books you write, the more you're going to have interest.
Yeah, see, that's it. And see, the thing is, it does take away. For myself, you know, I'm able to write a lot, except when I'm doing all the PR, and it seems like I'm doing PR all the time. I mean, even for the shows, you know, I don't send out specific questions because I naturally like to talk to everybody, and I know the people on my show because I want to know, you know, how they are, so we have some kind of rapport, but that takes time. So, I mean, that takes away from my writing, but I do love my shows. But the promotion part, Marnie is doing it for, you know, she stopped for a while because I had to figure out exactly what I was doing. I mean, I'm just like everybody else. No matter how many years I do this, it's still, you're right, hit or miss. And I think that, you know, no matter who we are, no matter how many books we have, it's still, you got to promote, and you can't stop. Now, Kathy, you know, you're a very successful author, but you continue to write.
Right.
And that's the number one thing. That's it. I mean, I think out of everything else, it's the number one thing. And I'm not sure. You know, see, I think I've made a few mistakes. So I'm trying, you know, I think I made a mistake, and I'm not sure. I'll see how that is. I had three separate stories of Virginia Templeton, and I put them together in a bundle, and I'm not sure if I should have just left it the way it was instead of putting it all together. But I thought it was one of my ideas. You know, I do this a lot, and I'm not sure if I should have done that. Now, Melissa, you said you were taking a class in short stories. What are they saying about the short stories? Because I know Bethany writes a lot of them.
Well, basically, some of the things that they're saying about the short stories is that, you know, they are more acceptable now. People are spending, I just took a thing today, another class on it, where it talked about how the actual income from books has gone down over the last couple of years, but the number of downloads has gone up. So what people are looking for is they're not looking to spend $5 or $6 on an ebook. They're looking to spend $99, $2.99 at the most. And in order to do that, you don't want to put out a book that is 600 pages that they're going to read on their cell phone or that they're going to sit down and read on a small tablet. People these days are reading things that are shorter. They want to take their Kindles with them while their kids are playing soccer. And so that's what they're interested in, are those shorter stories. But in order to do that, you have to change the way you're writing. And that's why I'm taking the class that I am, is because there needs to be more impact.
What are they saying? Change your way as to doing what? So.
It needs to have more impact. In a short story, what you need to do is you need to grab the reader's attention because you only have maybe 30, 40 pages to interest the reader in the story. And so you're cutting off things like some of the speech tags. You're cutting off some of the background that may be unnecessary. And you're being more forceful in your writing.
So you're adding more dialogue and less description?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, because I write scripts, and that's why where I took my Virginia Templeton from. And for me, it's easier. You know, everybody tries to figure out, I myself am trying to figure out where I fit, because I do children's, I did a nonfiction. I mean, this is a hard thing to market. But I have figured out that my dialogue is probably better than my description, and I drive Bethany crazy with that, because Bethany is really great at description. And, you know, when you read someone else's book, I'm sure this happens to everybody, and I'm having another show. I'm adding a show like once a month of people reading their books, just not a whole, just maybe a chapter or some excerpts, because I really think that as many times as I've had shows, like over 400 shows, I think now what people need to hear is sometimes some of their writing, because everybody says they have a good book and everybody says this is good, but I think if they hear a little bit about it, I think they might actually want to buy the book. Well, that's the problem, getting sales. It's not about likes and all of this, it's sales. And everybody across the board says sales are not great. We won't talk to Kathy about that because her sales are great. That's really, I mean, Kathy, you're like the exception and it's fabulous, but as we're all sitting here, you have so many books.
Right.
And that's the good thing. I mean,
I'm not sure why my books sell. I really don't. Karen puts them out there for me, and they I love that I have all this fan base. It's so much fun for me. I have a blast with just getting the emails from people, negative or positive. I love getting emails from people and asking me when the next book is coming out, and I can usually tell them when it's coming out. But you know, I'm in this for the fun. I'm having a blast.
Yeah. See, that's a good thing. And well, then you get to do it full time. Now, the other thing is that Facebook. What has happened is Mary knows this because I'm sure she does, because we all met on Facebook, all of us. You know, and the thing about Facebook is it's not like there's nobody sharing. I don't know if it's nobody sharing or like today I turned on Facebook and then instead of being on the right side now it's on the left side, people's messages. I mean, they keep like changing things. You know, it's like. And I think the sharing is just not there. And as people know that listen to my show, I've like been in, you know, Facebook jail sometimes where they don't let me do anything for like 10 days, you know, because I confirm people. So, I mean, don't you think that has, you know, because Lisa just got in this, but I mean, Mary, you know this before. You had very successful things also. It's different now, isn't it? I mean, you had successful tour. Anything you did, there were like hundreds of people. So don't you think it's different now?
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it, but I think so.
Well, because what you did before, you did jewelry, you did all these things that worked.
Yes, but now it's a little bit different. And,
yeah, it's very hard. I think it's hard, very tough now.
But I think Kathy has it right in the sense that she's just whipping out books, and you're keeping your fan base active, you know, it's been a while. I have actually possibly 3 books coming out. It's going to be boom, boom, boom.
Right.
But
good.
It took me a while. It took me a while, you know, just to get everything settled. I finally stopped teaching, and I decided to be an author full time. So that helped. But like what you're saying, Kathy's books, they grab your attention. They're not that long. I mean, they're long, but just long enough to where it tells the story, and it's just like the what do you call it, the amount, I can't even think of the word, the length is just perfect for where you tell the story, it's fun, and it's short and to the point, and it's fast-paced.
Yeah.
So, and all her books are like that, and it's, but of course they're different stories, different characters, but I think that's what is grabbing audience.
Yeah, see, I think it's just hard for people now. I mean, Lisa, how do you feel about the sharing? I mean, you know, when you got into this, did you automatically go on Facebook, or were you on Facebook before?
No. In fact, I was not at all. I never really went on Facebook. And, you know, you think it's going to be easy. You think you write a book, and people tell you, oh, it's really good, and everyone would just pick it up and start reading it. But, you know, I like I said, I've been pretty lucky because I've had the Killian Group promoting me, so they have really helped me get into the industry.
What do they say is like number one importance for you to do? What's their advice to you?
Really just get out there and make yourself known, and you know, do the blog tours and be on Goodreads and be on Facebook. And the more that you're seen and the more that people know about you and the more that you share with people, then and other authors as well, that really helps extend your fan base. But it's been difficult. It has been difficult because I think readers have changed, and I think Kathy's right in that people are looking for, and it's also a matter of time. People don't have a lot of time to sit and read, you know, a novel that's 600 or 700 pages. Yeah. And readers want a quick novel, something fast, and you have to adapt to that as well. But just being out there and
they want to escape.
Publishing a bunch of books, that really helps a lot also.
Yeah. See, I keep looking for the answer like everybody else. You know, I mean, you know, having been an agent, having written all these different genres, and I still consider myself kind of like a screenwriter, but now I love the romance field. So, I mean, it's very difficult, and, you know, I'm watching everybody and, you know, the street teams, and I did it, and I paid actually to do it, and it just didn't work right for me. Maybe I did something wrong. I think I probably did because I didn't push. You know, right now I'm starting, this is the first time in 16 years that I have no clients, and I'm glad because now I can actually do things for myself, which I have not done. And, you know, I came out with Madison Montgomery's books, you know, for Virginia Templeton, and I don't think I started it right. I think I just, you know, one of the problems was I went as Madison Montgomery, and I've worked 16 years, so people know who Marcia Cook is, and then now I come out as Madison, and they go like, well, who's Madison? You know, so now that didn't work right. So, I mean, that's what people, you know, they listen to me, and they ask me questions, so that I do try everything and to see what works. And now, you know, one minute I go back, should I do Madison? But then I love being Madison. It was easier for me to come out and be Madison. But then I realized I could not, because I have so many people listening to me, I felt like I was lying, pretending I'm Madison when I'm really Marcia. So, I mean, it was like I had to just say it was me, because my initial thing was just going to be, when I did my first one, you know, which Bethany knows when I did the first one, I didn't know if I'd ever do another one because I didn't know if anybody liked it. And when they liked it, I went like, oh, now what? It's like, okay. You know, and it's very interesting trying new things. And so I have continued to try new things. But what I've come up with is just what we're talking about today. You need to do, Facebook isn't really helping now, so you need to tweet. And, okay, I don't know if anybody else has been on, but I tried one last week, last Thursday. It is a, you know, it's like a marathon, actually, in an hour. It's the chat tweet, and it really is fun. You meet different people, and I'm thinking that I'm hoping one day, very soon, that certainly everybody on here, if we all did one together, I think it would be a lot of fun to do one. I'm going to set it up because it was fun. I didn't know what I was doing at first, but then you just have to keep the ball rolling, actually. Has anybody done a chat tweet in a fast-paced motion?
So you're just typing away, right, all the
yeah.
questions that
yeah.
are coming. I did something like that before, but it was more on a blog. It was fun. It was really fast, but a lot of things got lost, too, because everyone's asking questions.
Yeah, see, here you don't have time. Like on the Twitter, you know, what happened was somebody would say, you know, this is what I do. It was for children's books, and it was somebody said something about, you know, a certain site that they can go on and whatever, and they can have crafts or whatever, and then I put in something about, you know, Magic Block, where it's a great site for kids, and they didn't know about it, and then we all met each other, and they asked to, you know, and then we're going to retweet. So these are completely new people that I had no idea were out there and didn't know a lot of the same things I knew, and so I thought that was good. So I think that might be good for everybody to try to do that. It was very fast-paced, but it was a lot of fun. You just felt like you had to put something in fast, so you can't, like, fool around. You know, you can't, like, think about it. You just do it. So it was kind of fun. So if anybody wants to do one, let me know, because I think I'm going to try it with everybody. I think it'll be fun, you know, and I think we could pick up new people, and I think you just, you know, in a fast pace, you just kind of say things, and it went really fast, you know, and it was fun, and I never had met them before, so I did it. So, you know, I think that's something new coming up. Also, the audios. Okay, Kathy, you have audios.
Yeah, I have two out now, and I have a third one coming out soon. Or actually, a third and fourth one coming out soon.
Yeah, I mean, WorldCast, so most of the authors, I believe, have audios. Right, Kathy?
I think she only has seven. You have two, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then there's the amount of books they have on there right now is seven.
Okay.
You have two, and I have two, and I don't know the other authors well enough to know who writes what, but I think you and I are the only two that have two on there.
Oh, okay.
All right. See, because
but
right.
I know there's a lot of them in production.
Okay.
Does anybody else, Lisa, were you planning on doing one, or Melissa?
I've been looking at it for my publishing house.
They did it already?
Doing research on it. No, I haven't started it. I've been looking at it, doing research on it, because you have to have a different type of contract. The ACX, which is the Audible company, wants seven years.
Right.
And
yeah, see, I know that. See,
the profits
I know
are different.
Yeah. Yeah. And, right, see, that's the thing. I know about that, and that would be an issue for some. But the problem is, it's not – the thing is, it's not very expensive if you do it that way, because they get, you know, they get money from it. So – because some of them, when you have to do your own audio, it could be very expensive.
Right.
Well, if you want some information, Joanne Buchanan has her I guess it's sort of like her own company. I'm not sure, but they work.
Yeah, no, she does have a company. She does have a company, but she's really very busy right now, so I don't think she can take people like right away. So
yeah.
I think that, you know, we're probably going to have to find some other places to go, because she can't. She's not doing well. Children, she's not going to do maybe till the winter, but she can only do so much, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I think she's doing a lot of the World Castle. And that's, you know, but I know Killian does do it too. They probably end up. What was the company you said? It was the same thing as Kathy, right? It's the same kind of a process.
Right.
It's
the same company.
It's Audible.
Audible. Yeah.
It's ACX.
Yeah.
Audible.
They're the ones that do
exchange.
Yeah. See, I think that's what's happening, right? And the problem with a 7-year contract is, it's intense. 7 years is a very, very long time.
Yes,
you know, and who knows, in 7 years they may not even be doing audios anymore. I mean, 7 years in this kind of a time is very different, you know, than, I mean, look what's happened in the last 5 years. Everything exploded in a different way than it ever was. So, well, I guess we'll all have to see how it works out. You know, I think, you know, the audio, because I know Magic Block is for children. It's a really great site if you have kids. And it's Jason Lane. He just did that now, where you can put on, you know, you can go into his library. I don't know if anybody knows about this. It's a really cute site, and he's doing a lot of audios now that people can do themselves. And he explained it. I haven't tried it yet. I'm going to. And it's great for kids, because they listen to the audio, and it's not very expensive. It's a little library for the children. It's really good. It's great for grandchildren. It's great for, you know, it really is. It's a good site. But the audio is huge now, so we'll all have to see, I guess, how that works out. You know, I mean, Kathy, can you tell when people are they downloading it, or do you get some kind of paperwork of how many you have, or, you know, go on?
Karen lets me know.
Yeah, Karen does. Okay.
If I ask her, she'll tell me how many are being downloaded.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Karen is very organized. You know, a lot of publishers are not as organized as Karen is. From World Castle. She's very organized, and she tells you what you need to know. Right? I mean, I know that about her.
Yeah, and even if you don't, if she doesn't think to give you the information, if you ask for it, she's really good about getting it to you.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, she's great about that. She really is. And the thing is, sometimes publishers don't tell everybody everything, which is not a great thing. Melissa, you're in a few companies, and so how do you feel about all of this? I mean, do you feel like it's okay that you're in a couple companies, or do you feel like you should stick with one, or how do you feel?
Well, I took it upon myself to be with two different companies, and then the third one came up by accident. I think it's okay because, you know, if I look at some of the other authors who are spreading their wings, you know, especially well-known ones like Desiree Holt, who have more than 5 different publishing houses.
Yeah.
You know, you can work with different publishing houses for different reasons. And I find that, you know, my books that are in a series I'm doing with Secret Cravings, they all fit the same series. And then my other books that I'm doing with Rebel Inc. I think that there's different reasons to use different publishing houses. I certainly have a lot more experience out there. I think with the publishing houses, their independent publishing houses or these small indie publishing, you're not getting the promotions that maybe you would get at, you know, at a bigger one.
Yeah. I'm not
We're
even
sure
that
do a lot
from
more.
What I've heard, I'm not sure even the bigger ones are doing a lot of promotion for you. So I think that's why people are going to have to look for things. And I think, like, from, you know, some of the romance people. That's what I mean. I would like to be able to help them. So I will talk to some of them because I do think small programs. Because I think it's very expensive for a lot of people to do PR. So what we've come up with are things that will work for people in the best way. And I think one of the things is it's not only about selling books; it's about branding yourself. So
right.
I think that that's one of the. This is one of the things that the problem is. You have to brand yourself, and I think people are expecting a blog tour to get them sales, but it doesn't always work that way. It works where you don't get sales, but you get out there. You know, and you could get sales, but, I mean, you know, that's mostly what people want. You know, and that's why the same thing that Kathy's doing by having so many people, you know, that, you know, so many books, I mean, you know, for her, I think that works. Because, and it would work for everybody, but we all have to keep writing and not doing the PR. And then when you're writing, you're worrying that, should I be doing PR? Because maybe I should be doing more PR, you know, because I'm not selling. So, I mean, it's kind of, you know, hit or miss.
Tough
Bethany?
To juggle everything.
Yeah. Bethany?
Yeah.
I think
yes.
we lost. Did
yes.
we lose somebody? Who, did we lose Mary, I think? I don't
no,
know
I'm
who
sorry,
I
lost. I'm,
no, you're here?
No, everybody.
I think we're all
yeah.
here.
Because I saw that it said somebody has dropped, so...
But
nope.
you know, I
think
that
was
wait. Let me just see something. Go ahead.
I was just saying that regardless whether you're self-published or with a publishing company, unless you have a personal publicist who can
yeah.
be with you 24 hours a day, you know,
yeah.
geared
that'd be nice.
For you.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
Because you know, many of those publicists, they work for other people too.
Yeah,
but
right.
it's so important to get out there. I think I did really well with the first one, Crossroads, because it's my first book.
Yeah.
And with Between and Beyond, I didn't do so much. I was just relying on my the fans that I already have. And once I put Crossroads on free, then it started taking off again. Like I said, I didn't do anything for second and third, which is probably not a good idea. And
yeah.
so with my Something Great... I feel like I have something there, maybe, possibly, maybe because it's a first book. I've created, like, an event page where a release date event page type of thing
mm-hmm.
and asking people to come and do giveaways and things like that. And then just really setting up blog tours. And I, even though, like you said, just because you have a blog tour doesn't mean you're going to get sales, but at least
right.
you get your name out there. And
yeah.
then somebody said something like, you know, if you hear that name 20 times, you might buy it, but if you hear it 100 times, you're definitely going to buy it. You know what I mean?
Well, then I should be rich already. Then I should be rich from
yeah, yeah.
selling.
Well, I don't know.
I'm always talking.
I forgot the number, but...
No, that's true. You know, you got to keep doing this. You know, and that's, you know, I mean, that's one of the reasons, though. But when I have people on, I like to try some of the things that, you know, they say to do. And that's why I really do talk about this a lot to Bethany and to Virginia. And, you know, I do go crazy with this because I really want to help people and try to figure out what's right. And the only thing that I could really come up with is small programs for people because... The bigger programs don't always work, and it might be too much money for people. So if they get, they should have, you know, like a banner and things like that. I mean, Mary, you did this stuff at the beginning, and you were very successful because the market, your book was good, but you marketed it really good then. Now there's so many people out there, it's so impossible to push out there with thousands and hundreds of thousands of people.
Well, then
you
also have to consider there are so many free books out there.
I know.
That people are willing
yeah.
to download. I mean, I'm a sucker for it. I download free books and try it out to see if I like it.
Yeah.
And some of the stories I really like, and I go for the second one. But, I mean, I don't have, as all the authors, we don't have that much time to read. But when we do get a chance, I'm going to
yeah.
try this free one, you know?
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. I mean, that's really true. That is true. I'm going to talk about, in case something happens with the show, I'm going to talk about tomorrow's show with R. Jeffrey and Holly Robinson is on, and that's at 7:30 Eastern. And I have a show on Friday. Bethany, will you be attending Friday's show?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, I'll be attending the show Friday.
I hope
and
so, Marcia.
Yeah, no, it's the Naughty, right, Naughty Nights Press, and Gina Kincaid is very, very nice. And she's sending out a lot of her authors will be on, and I think Bennett Pomeranz wants to come on and say hello, because he's also going to be hosting a show with Gina Kincaid from Naughty Nights, because everybody's celebrating her second year, and she's got a lot of authors. So, and that's a good thing. The good thing is when publishers, you know, of smaller press, they are trying to help. So she contacted me because I said I would be happy to have people, and I am, you know, having them on. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, small publishers, you know, it would be nice if they help people. And certainly people in the radio, you know, like we do, I mean, I'm more than happy to have people on. But you have to have some help, because you just aren't born knowing this. And you got to keep trying new things to get out there, you know. And I think that, you know, everybody tries to, you know, you buy cards, you know, you buy... Now, I think the trading cards or something, does anybody have trading cards? Does anybody use those cards?
I've seen them, but I haven't bought them.
No. So I wonder if it helps. I don't really know. I haven't tried that yet. But I did try the street team, and I think for me, you know, it's just, you know, I have way too many blogs, way too many Facebook pages, because I do so many things, and I, no matter how much I try to... you know, separate everything and try to, you know, change things. It's when you do several genres, it's really impossible to not do that, because you don't want to put everything together. So I think that, you know, if you are doing one genre, I think sometimes your career can go better, because when you split, it's you're splitting as far as, well, a lot of it, like Mary, you have a children's book, and, you know, when you move over to the, you know, sexy romance, you know, you can still, I mean, I think romance is just romance. I mean, that's what I'm going to start classifying things as: romance, contemporary, chick lit, you know, sexy stories, rather than say erotic and lose an audience.
Yeah.
Melissa, would you agree on that? Would you do that? And would you think that might be something to just go to sexy stories rather than put the erotic in and lose a genre? You know, put that genre in there.
So many genres are crossing. Like, I just read a book from Alora's Cave that was an erotic horror.
Wow.
Now, those two don't seem like they go together, do they?
Yeah, yeah.
But when you have to be very specific like that and say, well, it's erotic horror, now you've narrowed the niche down as to who might be willing to buy that book.
Yeah, and that's
and I think you're
fun.
Right. I think if we just say they're romance, then that's where we're going.
I think romance, look, you know, I talked about this in several shows, and when there's a lot of best-selling authors out there, okay, and they're male, they're female, they're whatever, and they're in the mainstream market, they're with the six big houses, but how many of them don't have sex scenes? They all have them. Most of them have sex scenes. So why is it different then for the people that are writing romance to be classified where they could lose readers?
Yeah, but I think if you didn't warn them it was erotic, you might get a little more negative feedback than just sexy.
You know, but let's say you did a romance book without some of the wording, okay? With just a romance scene without some of the wording that people might get offended with, and it's a sexy scene, so what's the, you know... Because of 50 Shades, everybody and their brother was reading it, and, you know, they know the words now. It's not like people know the words, you know, and it's like if you don't use them and you still have the same sexy scene, wouldn't that still be good enough, or do they just, would you want to, just for the wording of it, what do you think?
I think some people expect, it's what people are expecting when they pick up your book, and if you're labeled as erotica, they're expecting a certain level of, say, heat in the book or a certain amount of sexiness. And if it falls short of that, some people may become disappointed in reading the book because that's what their expectations are. It always boggles my mind as well, because there is a difference between erotic romance and erotica. And to me, it really is kind of the same thing. But if your book is not labeled erotica, there's just the distinction, and I think when readers look for your book,
it's going to be interesting then, because if they're not labeling them on Amazon, then that could change it for the better for a lot of writers.
Right.
Because
it is
true.
Well, there is labeling in the sense that at the bottom where you, they tell you what ranking you are.
Mm-hmm.
There's the word erotica, new adult, or contemporary romance.
Yeah, that's
so there's
still
sort
there.
Of,
yeah,
yeah, there's still, it's still there, but it's not. There's no tags and there's no likes. That's the only difference that I see.
Right. See, I think the sexy. I think the sexy. If you just say sexy romance, doesn't that qualify for? I mean, you know, that's what it is. It's sexy romance.
Yeah, I guess there are just different levels of it, and the reader expects a certain amount.
Yeah.
Or someone might become offended if it's too erotic. So it's a tight. You know, it's a tough line to walk. It really is hard.
It's very hard. And that, you know, I started doing romance shows maybe 2 years ago before I wrote this. But I, you know, I've written novels, but you know, and it's just it's a great market. It's a fun market. The one thing I did like about having the, you know, having romance shows was because everybody was having a good time. They weren't as, you know, they weren't, it was kind of like just fun. And I think what's changed is because there's so many people now and everybody's, you know, we're all worried about selling, and we really, that's probably the way to, like, I've done this for years, and I know there's a lot of people that I see. So I saw somebody the other day on Facebook going, I'm ready to throw the towel in. And if they're listening to it, I'm going to actually email her that I saw who she was. And I kept saying, I wanted to say to her, don't do that. You know, because I think a lot of people, they're expecting to make it really big right away, and they shouldn't stop because it really, you know, you can't stop. I mean, that's always been my message to writers. Don't stop. You know, just keep going, even if it's tough. I mean, that's why I think sometimes what you're saying, Kathy, is if you're working on three or four, I don't think you have time in your head to say, I hate this. You just keep going on one of them or the other, you know, whatever you feel like that day. Is that kind of like what you're thinking?
I write them all on the same day. I write four or five different genres and different books every day.
Yeah.
I don't pick one and write it that day.
Okay. All right, you do all of them. All right. I see that.
Right.
I need to get off Facebook so I can write more like Kathy.
Well, that's the thing.
Facebook.
Right, I know. It's addictive.
It's addictive sometimes, you know.
It is. You know why? Because you got to check it. And, you know, like last night the internet was out, and I actually didn't. It was good because I couldn't go on. I couldn't do any of that. You know, I said, oh, I'm not going to go on. And then I go like, okay. And then just for a minute, okay? Mm-hmm. And then I see something, and I went like, oh, I think I should go somewhere else. And then I go to the next one. And then I go to the next site and the next site. And then I keep doing that, and then it's too late to write already because I'm exhausted mentally. And I'm mad at myself because I'm letting myself do this, and I know I shouldn't do this, and I still do it. So I think you're right. You have to get off these things because, honestly, I don't think it helps. I think it helps
in the sense that you can make some connections.
Yes,
like
we all did,
authors.
But it's different now.
Yeah.
It is different now. We did. See, then it was different. You know, I think it was much different 2 years ago than it is now. Mm-hmm. Because I think now nobody, and I hope this changes, but people are not sharing. I'm trying to share as much as I can, and I really hope that people are listening tonight to try to share, you know, with people. You know, once they, if they're not doing the likes or if they're stopping some of that, don't stop sharing, because people need, the reason it's not working as well is because nobody's seeing your work. It's not that your work is bad. It's that they have to be shared to each other's friends. That's why, you know, I hope everybody tonight on the show will put it out on their site, and then that's the best way to do it. That's why I do this a lot, to share with other people, because when you're on the radio, that's one of the better places to be, and then because it's on demand, everybody can hear it. So when you share it, you never know who's going to be in the audience of listening. So I think that we have a huge listener, you know, we've done very well lately with Blog Talk, and we appreciate everything, you know, because we are featured, you know, but there are so many shows now. But we've been doing this for over 3 years. A lot of people have dropped out. So I think that just if you keep writing, but I do think, you know, it's true. You can't be on Facebook and write at the same time.
Not unless you're Kathy.
That's right.
I'm not on Facebook
that much. That's why Kathy's on so many times, because I love how she does that. She just does it, you know, and I used to be able to do that, but I think, you know, because I started getting involved with all the shows, you know, it does take time, even though I say it doesn't, it does take a lot of time, but I like to get things right, and Virginia Grenier and myself, we just are always out there trying, you know, to help and learn new things, and so that's what I've been doing, and now that I did a lot of trying, I know a lot of it doesn't work, and I see that a smaller program might work for people, that I think that's what I want to offer, and I think Virginia is offering smaller book tours because there's so many book tours and blogs now, this is driving everybody crazy. So, all right, Lisa, how do you feel about, you've been listening to all of everybody, so what do you think about all of this? What's your next step?
Well, I actually have a new release coming out on July 1st. It's called Feel My Heart. And, I'm very excited about it. But I did feel the pressure to write and publish another book because just having one out there, you know, no one really knows you. And after the first one, I started getting a lot of emails, do you have any other books out there? And I was kind of like, no, I only have one book. So then I did feel the pressure to write. I mean, I enjoy writing, so it was a lot of fun. But I agree with you that you do have to have a lot of books out there so that readers... ways and you can really develop a bigger fan base that way. So I definitely agree. And the promotion part is so important because if no one knows who you are, you know, your book could be great. It could be the best novel in the world, but if no one knows you, no one will read it. So promotion is so important.
I agree with you. Bethany, you've been writing, right?
Yep.
So how do you feel about all of this that we've talked about today that I've drove you crazy all the time? You're on vacations. I've known that I can't tell you anything anymore.
you just got to keep writing, and you got to keep your name out there. No matter how you do it, you just got to keep your name going.
Yeah. So, I think that's the bottom line. You know, and I really do. I think that's what, you know, Kathy, you know, and I do love the way you do what you do because you just keep going. And that's good. I mean, I keep going, but then I keep sidetracking myself because I go, I'm not going to do a children's book. And then when I'm not doing one, I go, oh, I think I should do a children's book. I mean, so I think you have to just keep focused. That's really basically focus on your writing and, you know, don't give up. That's my message. And I tell myself that daily. constantly. Because you have to. I mean, I don't care how many things you've done. You still have to keep... Because nobody knows which project is going to be the one that's really going to be the biggie. Because there is that chance for everybody. You know, Melissa, what's next for you?
Well, I've got three books that I'm working on right now. One is a brand new story, and two are both sequels to previous stories that I have out. So I'm one of those people who likes to have three irons going on at the same time.
Yeah, you do a lot of PR, right? Yourself?
I do a lot of promotion myself, yes. Right now with my most recent release, Three's a Charm, or Three's a Crowd, I've had one blog tour that just finished. I have another one that starts in about a week and a half, and then another one going in August.
And what do you think that's really successful for people? Should they do that?
I don't know. I'm giving it a try. Like you said,
you
know, there's some things that you got to try. And so I'm giving it a try. I'm trying three different blog places to get my name out there. I also pushed a lot more this time for reviews to see if reviews made any difference.
I think they do. You need to have some. I think, you know, hopefully anybody listening out there will now know that Madison Montgomery is me, and I really would appreciate a couple of reviews. I never ask people for reviews, but I think I need them. You know, because I actually paid to somebody to see how that worked, if they could get me reviews, and I got reviews myself without that. So that's why I try things, because I want to know if you pay someone to go out there and get you, you know, not to pay them, but they could work and find places for you. So that didn't work for me, and I don't think it does work for people. You have to just fill out the forms yourself and send the books yourself. Because I didn't want to do that, but that's really what you got to do. And you should have some. You don't need 100 of them, but you need a lot of it. You know, you need like a few, just a few. Because I think most people in life are not going to go looking through 100. Maybe they were 2 years ago, but they're not now. But
well,
I also think
that when you decide to pick a blog, you know, it's good to know that they have some following.
Yeah.
Because just because you post something doesn't mean, okay, for example, you know, let's say this one blog has 300 followers or joined, and then another one has 1,000. So you're thinking, okay, most likely I would want to pick the one that has the most, 1,000. However, they don't all get your links, or, for example, when they post it. It doesn't automatically come. You have to join a blog by email, or I think
but people
they have
don't
some
want
kind
to.
Of
See, that's the thing. People don't want to join anymore because they don't want a lot of messages, and they don't want things. And that's what's hurting all the authors, is because when you go on a tour, you think that nobody's looking at it, but that's really not true. People could be looking at it, but they just don't want to commit and say, you know, that they want to be a part of the blog. That's the problem now. Before it was different.
And sometimes
everybody
you get over it. You get a lot of emails, too, from that. That, you know, you just kind of get bombarded with them sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but Kathy, I should ask you this. Kathy, I never asked you this one. All right, so what do you do with all your emails, Kathy? Probably know.
I read them all.
You do? All right, every one of them. Good. All right, good.
Yeah.
That's good. All right, you read them all.
And I answer them back, which really surprises people because they don't expect it.
Right, yeah. I know. That the thing is, that's what takes time, too. That's another thing, right? Because I try to do that, you know, and you try to do all of these things, so something has to give. So, but it is nice that you're writing them back. Okay, because I think it is important to, you know, try to get a fan base, but it's really difficult right now. I don't think it's exactly the same as it was when all of us started, like, you know, when we started with, like, World Castle before. I think it was very different. You know, Mary, you had all these programs out there that worked great for you. They did.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. You know, and your pages, your Facebook, everything was in sync. And it was different. But you can see now online, people are actually coming on Facebook and say, I'm exhausted, I'm tired, I feel better now. I think there's a lot of stress going on, and they say I'm out of a funk right now because I was upset, you know, and everybody knows that they see those, right? I mean, I'm sure everybody sees them.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes my problem is when I see them, I start going like, okay, I give them a private message, like, what's wrong? What happened? I mean, you know, and that takes time, but I feel bad because I hate to see people, like, so upset because really it'll pass and things will get better. You know, that's
well,
how
honestly,
waiting goes.
I wouldn't actually be on Facebook. The only reason why I'm on it is because I have to.
Well, right.
As an author,
exactly.
I think everyone...
Right. See, a lot of my regular friends in my regular life, they go, I don't want to be on Facebook because they think that all I do is see all my friends from school or whatever I knew before. I go, no, I don't do that. That is not what I do. I do this for the show, and I do this to meet people and talk to them and see what's going on, but I don't do it and for just to see what people did 50, you know, years ago, 10 years ago, whatever, you know what I mean, what everybody's doing. This is not what I do, but it does. But it takes time. And you're right. We shouldn't be on it, so we can't even go incognito on it because everybody knows you're on it. I try to get the thing off, and they still know you're on. So I think, you know, it's like Big Brother watching over everything we do. Does anybody have any last words for anything? Mary, last word? Give your website.
Okay. My Something Great is coming out July 24th. I'm having a huge party at Facebook if anybody wants to come.
I can't even give you
July 24th.
Okay,
I can't
send
give
it
you
to
any...
me. Send it to me and I'll put the link up.
Okay. Okay. And then I'm also giving
a signed
book.
I haven't seen you on there that much. And when you emailed me, I said, oh, sure, you can come to the show. I have not even seen you. So, all right. So
I'm around.
I know, but see, I don't get it. So I think what happens is if you don't see someone for a while, you don't get their Facebooks anymore. You don't see them.
Well, I don't understand how, hold on, Kate. I don't understand how sometimes where you don't get your friends' Facebook pages.
We're not getting them. A lot of people don't get them.
Yeah.
They really don't. I know. I don't know what, you know. Does anybody know the answer to that?
Uh-oh.
Facebook.
Oh, okay.
They're evil sometimes.
Well,
you have to accept the friendship, and then you have to set up how many things you want to see from them. And
all of those special things, like you can
but
set your alerts.
But every time I do that, then they take me off. They tell me I can't. I had it a few months ago where I could not do a message because they wouldn't let me through because people that listen to the show, I do not want to be rude. I wanted them to come in because they're Facebooking me and they want to be a friend. But if I do that, then they tell me I can't do that. And then so now I can do like one or two at a time, and I feel horrible because I think it's wrong because they started Facebook with trying to get people together, and now that they get them together, you don't even know if they're around anymore.
You're limited
on
your friendship.
Yeah. You know, and if you do an event, you go, you know, I'm not sure if they like that, because the last thing I did when I was hauled off to jail there, Facebook jail, is I did an event and I started posting to a lot, everybody, you know, sometimes maybe people forget who you are because, you know, you're not talking to them every day, so maybe that's what happens. Maybe they ignore you and then, or they say, who is this person? So maybe that's what happens. I don't know, because, you know, this could be, if you have a list of people, it could be 2 years since you've talked to them or seen them. So I think that this is a bad thing. So I guess this is why I have the show. So anybody that wants to see me, I added something on my site. If they want to be on the show now, they could just email me on my site. And now, God knows which site it was that I put it on today, but I think it might have been on A Good Story is a Good Story, my blog for that. It's possible. But I'm going to try to put more of those out because maybe then people can contact me, you know, because I do have a habit of doing more shows than probably I should do, but I just enjoy talking to everybody and learning because there's not one show that I don't learn from, and that's why I'm hoping to help people because if I can't be their agent because I just can't be that right now, then I can help them by trying to figure out what's right and what's wrong and what works for some, you know, and what doesn't work. Spending a lot of money doesn't necessarily work, so I try to tell people that. So because I always feel bad when they really have gone to someone that is so expensive and nothing happens for them. I feel bad. I feel bad for. So look around because there are some people that are offering things that are not as much money, and you know, not contracts. You know, just do month to month. I think that's probably some of the things I've been doing. Okay, so all right, now let's see, Kathy, any last words?
Have fun, everybody, because writing is supposed to be fun.
That's exactly right. Right, it is. I do love it, though, you know, I do, you know. And
I do, too.
After I'm done writing, I'm going like, oh, I feel really great. I did this today. And, you know, I have to learn how to stop talking so much and just let my characters do it. I mean, that's probably one of my things, you know. But I like to talk to people, which we all know. All right, so, Melissa, any last words?
No, just keep plugging away. I mean, like you said, we try everything and see if it works, and it's kind of one of those things that we do, and I think the most important thing is the relationships. And
I agree.
Even while I've been on here, I've, you know, been able to ask Kathy for friendship on Facebook, and hopefully now I've started another relationship.
That's the good thing. I mean, that's the good thing because I have made a lot of good friends from being on Facebook. And as you know, because Lisa, this is your first time, but you're welcome to come back anytime. You know, and you know, if anybody has anything they want to promote, but I wonder if everybody would like to do one of those chats. I really want to do it, and I think it'd be fun. And it's like for 1 hour, so I'm going to figure it out. You know, get something because I. When I got the email, I just went right in, and it really was fun. So I think you have to set it up on a Twitter. Just everybody has Twitter probably, and then I think if, you know, let me know if you want to do the chat, just email me because I think it's going to be fun. And I think, Bethany, don't we think we want to have some kind of parties or things if we could figure out how to do them and have a good time? I can't figure out how to do the parties and have a good time without people sitting there going like, I'm at a party, but what do I do? I mean, nobody knows what to do on the party, right? I mean, you're at a party, but there's nothing happening. So understand that. On the last note, does anybody know what to do at these parties? Because I've seen people, everybody says, I'm going to a party, and nothing happens. So anybody...
I had a Facebook party, and it was actually very successful. It was very good. And it
what
was
did you do?
By the community group.
What did you do?
And it actually went overtime. It went longer than it was supposed to. And I got a lot of emails because a lot of people hadn't done it before. And everyone told me how much fun they had and when am I doing it again.
I was actually exhausted after the party because I had no idea, and it was a lot of, you know, games and fill in the blanks and things about the book and label pictures, and it was a lot of fun, and that was a great way of promoting as well. So, I definitely love to do it again.
I'm having one tomorrow for Eternity and Halo book cover reveal.
Okay. Send me the link. So what time is it? What time is the party? I don't want to be late. What time is the party?
I'm going to start at 8, and I'm giving a lot of jewelries away that has Eternity symbol things, necklaces and bracelets that I was able to shop at downtown for a pretty decent price. It's at 8 a.m. Pacific time. That's because, you know, everybody's quiet at that time at my house.
Right.
And
so that's like 10 o'clock in the morning then, right?
I think so for some people, yeah. And I don't know how long it's going. I'm just playing by ear because this is my really first big event. And then I'm going to probably just, because for those people who work, probably start it up again at 5 p.m. And most people are sleeping. The other half of the world, everyone else is sleeping. So I don't know how well that go, but. Anyways, I just wanted to tell Bethany and was it Beth? I forgot the names.
All right, Bethany, Kathy, Lisa, Melissa.
Lisa. Okay, mm-hmm. Kathy, I know. Melissa, okay. If you want me to share your book, because Marsha knows that I always share all the authors.
You know, you really did. When did a book, you did something for me that time. Remember when we did the book thing when I was with Little Castle? I mean, you know how to do these things, so that's why I'm sure for yours it just was like a little slowness, but I think I'm sure it's going to slowness. I don't think that's actually a word in that. This is why I need editing. Slowness. I don't think it's a word. But anyway, if...
Yeah, just
I think that
me,
you know how to do these things because you did them. I mean, you really did.
Yeah. I could probably be a promoter myself, but
yeah, why don't you? I'll hire you because I don't want to do this. No, actually, nobody. I don't think anybody on here wants to do this. I mean, because we all want to write.
Just write, yeah. But it does take a lot of time, and I have a good blog follower that are very dedicated. So if I give them anything, they're willing to read it. I was really afraid of this new genre, something great, but they just, give it to me, I'll read it. But what I'm trying to say is that if you want me to share anything, if you have anything upcoming.
Okay, well,
just,
I think this is good.
Post
we'll
it.
All share. We do share.
Yeah.
See, when I see the things, I do share, you know. I mean, and I really, Kathy, I say yours because you've been on the show a lot, Kathy, and you're still, they didn't take you off Facebook yet. So, you know, and Bethany, you know, I mean, some they do that. So I think also if anybody on the show tonight would like to be on one of the shows where we're going to read, I think that's going to be a fun show where we're just going to read a little. I think that I did ask Virginia from, you know, World of Ink, and we talked about this because of the nature of some of our language. But I think if I put that out, I think you can do that as long as it's romance and it's there is something where I can say that it's, you know, restricted. So I think that would be fun because actually some of us have never heard or seen each other. You know, I've seen everybody's writing, but I think some people have never really seen most of the people that are on the show. So I think it would be fun, you know. And so think about it. If you want to do it, I'm more than happy. And it's going to be fun. We're going to do like a couple at a time, you know, and then we'll just chit-chat afterwards. But I think it would be fun. I think somebody's on that. I don't know why. Let me just see if did somebody have a question or something? Let's see who this is.
Well,
hello?
Marsha, what I wanted to say.
Go ahead.
On?
No, yeah, go ahead.
Well, what I want. Are you talking to me or?
Yeah, somebody came on, but you can go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. What I'm trying to say is that because on Facebook, a lot of things do get lost. If you have 2,000 friends, there's no way you're going to get 2,000 posts. You know, and you can't scroll down forever. So
right.
If you friend me and message me privately, like, oh, Mary, I'm having this event. Can you share it on your page? You know, I'm more than willing to happily to do it. So,
and the same for me, right, the same for me. And I know everybody on the show is very generous. I know that, you know. And so, you know, and Lisa, I hope you've met some new friends on here, which will be good for you.
Yeah, definitely. Marion, that's very generous of you. Thank you so much. And message you. I'm doing a giveaway.
Good. Because everybody on the show has been on the show, and you know Bethany is on my show a lot, mostly. You know when she's not on vacation, but they've all been on the show, and we do share each other's things when we see it. So I think that's a good thing. So I think if everybody has their friends, and if they keep reminding them to keep sharing things, I think it will work as it did before. But I think when people don't share, you know, not particularly this group, but there are a lot of people that aren't sharing now, you know, so, and if we can try to make everybody share again, I think that people will go back. You'll be seeing people that you might not have seen before, you know, for a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad Mary, I'm so glad that you actually, you know, asked me, you know, and I think it's a great thing because I have not seen some of your things.
Well, okay, so Lisa is, Lisa, are you self-published?
I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
okay.
Self-published.
Well, another thing I wanted to bring up, Marcia, was that, you know, there's a lot of conventions. There's a really big one.
I know. That's a good thing.
And there's also small ones. But the thing is, if you get to know authors and you become friends and help each other promote, and then when you just go to these things, I mean, I would never want to go by myself and not know anybody.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to go to one. It might happen in Texas. I'm not sure if it's closed. But there, it's for indie authors. And I think this is something new. But
yeah, will you send
I don't
it to me? Send me, you know, anything that you see on a show, I'm going to try to go to one of these shows. I agree with you. This is very important.
Yeah, well, I
very
just found
important.
Out, so I'm not sure if they're taking more any new authors. I'm not even in yet. My friend sent me a link. But anyways, I think instead of trying to do Barnes & Noble, I only did it for when I used to teach, but
yes.
instead of going to Barnes & Noble, doing book signing by yourself, if you go to these conventions, you don't feel so alone. You have all these authors, and if you know an author, and you go together and you hang out and meet more crowds, and then, you know, their fans becomes your fans and things like that.
Right,
so
absolutely.
Everyone,
and
you know, everyone's cross-promoting,
it
so...
is.
Yeah, so,
Melissa, I noticed that Melissa, you're on the you joined the Romance Writers of America.
Yes, I did, and I'm also with one of the local Michigan chapters because I'm in Michigan, and I think
so.
That's
do you think that's good?
So,
I mean, I filled it out today to do it finally. I forgot all about it to tell you the truth because I know I wanted to do it like last year, and I actually forgot that. But I think that might be a good help though for people to be on something like that.
What do you do when you're on it?
Well, with the big Romance Writers of America, they offer different classes, and I've taken them on taxes and other things, and they're free or they're a small fee, and they're wonderful opportunities to do learning and do networking. You receive a magazine that has information. But with the smaller, I'm in the Mid-Michigan Romance Writers of America group, and we have weekly or monthly meetings that then brings us together. We have a blog. We cross-promote. We have a retreat where we bring in a large named author, and we kind of learn some new techniques. It's kind of like a big party.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's one of those where you learn everything and
That's what it is about, learning different things, because honestly, you know, every time I do have a conversation or a show, I really do learn some new things. So I think that's a good thing. So, you know, and so I'd email me if you want to be on, you know, my chat that I'm going to do also, and maybe we'll all have parties. I think that will be fun, you know, and invite our friends, because I think that when you know the people, it's a lot more fun because then you have their friends come in. And I think maybe by doing that, we might see some of the people that we haven't seen for a long time, you know, and I think that would be good for everybody. So, all right, so any last words, or otherwise we'll just say good night. And I wanted to thank everybody for being on the show. It was fun, and we didn't go off the air. Bethany, we made it. We're done. I'm very happy.
Well, Marcia, thank you for having us.
Oh, anytime.
Yes, thank you so much.
Anybody that wants to promote, just call me. I'll be happy to have you on the show because I love the romance shows. All right, good night, everybody. Kathy, thank you.
Good night.
Okay.
Thank you all.
Okay, thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye, good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.